It is a kind of a scholarship launched in 1992 to restore educational hope among refugees, because you know refugees are ordinary people like us. So when they flee their countries, they lose a lot of opportunities, including education. And also sometimes when they return back to their country, they cannot get the necessary jobs they can get. So upon returning to their country, we need to make sure that refugees, they go back with the necessary skills that they can benefit from.
Let's talk to Kolag, who is one of the beneficiaries, of course, of this scholarship scheme. Kolag, tell us about your experience.
Yeah, my name is Kolag Abraham. I'm a refugee in Yei River State. I'm in St. Mary's College, Juba, South Sudan. I'm doing education department.
How many are you who are benefiting from this particular program?
Now we are 14 in number. We are 11 gentlemen and 3 ladies from DRC and Sudan.
How has this program changed you?
Since when we were in the refugee camp, we were really suffering a lot. But when we obtain this kind of scholarship, it really has changed us. Since we obtain it, we joined St. Mary's College. We really got different people. We are now interacting with them. And this scholarship is really vital to us. It's changing our moods.
Richard, why is the UNHCR work in the field of education so important, particularly at the moment?
You know, refugees are people like anybody else. They have a lot of potential. The people who are fleeing are not only older people, they're also young people. You know, for example, South Sudan is a country which is home to people who are former refugees, who lived in Kakuma refugee camp in DRC, in Central African Republic. It is through this kind of intervention of education of UNHCR that these people were able to acquire education. And when they return to South Sudan, they are able to work in offices. Even myself, who is speaking to you, I was once a refugee student in Central African Republic. And even the person who is managing the scholarship at the UNHCR level was once a student, and he was responsible by the same scholarship, who is managing it now at the South Sudan side. It is restoring hope among the refugees, because without education, the root causes or even some of the issues that the refugees are fleeing for, they will not understand. And when they understand these kind of things through acquiring knowledge and they return to their countries, they really become so useful and resourceful.
Colleagues, share your dreams with us after this scholarship.
Okay, normally dreams becomes reality.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I promise that after I get finished, I would like to help my people in all the communities, especially in that side also of refugee camp, voluntary to transform their lives, since some of them, they really fled from their homes due to war. But I promise that after here, I'm going to work with the vulnerables, disabilities, and to encourage the girl child education. And we have the young children that they fail to access education, but through the establishment of this organization like DAFI, UNHCR, they have assessed the education, and I'm sure that I'm willing that to work with them hand in hand for us not to suffer more.
If you had not gotten this kind of scholarship, do you think you could be in the university now? I mean, how was life with you at the refugee camp?
Without this scholarship offered to us, it was a bit difficult for us to get access to higher level of education, because we understand that the requirements needed for the high level is a bit terrible for us in the refugee camp, and for us, we were not having any source of getting money.
What message could you like to send out there to the people, especially those who are yet to finish their secondary school certificate?
Okay, I would like also to tell education is easy to be obtained and it's difficult to be obtained. I said it is easy when you have the interest on education and you can manage to assess it, and it is going to be difficult when you ignore education. I would like also to tell my colleagues outside there, it is through their work hardship they can obtain such a scholarship, and this is not time for sleeping or doing other things. Let us have commitment in doing other things like education to raise or to transform our lives.